won the world both as an amateur and professional competitor. He's a veteran of stage, screen, and television, and now serves as a certified judge and examiner for both students and teachers. Peter says this time of year is the peak for the dancing lesson business.
During the holidays, the Christmas holidays, people suddenly realize that they've gone to a dance or some firm's Christmas party and found they couldn't dance and suddenly fell out of it. You see, you can do everything you want to do, a swim, ride a bike, converse, but if you can't dance, you see, you're missing something.
Dancing is just one of those things that can't be faked.
It is a practice art. It's not like reading a book. I don't know how much you know about any subject, because you can read a lot and I wouldn't know about it. Once you get out on the dance floor, we all know. We all know how good you are, you see, because it shows.
Billette says many adults are apprehensive about signing up for dance instruction for the same reason they avoid learning how to drive a car with a standard transmission. It's an act that demands coordination.
And as we get older, they're also afraid of making a fool of themselves. You know, the older we get, the bigger that fear becomes. It's more like the fear of going back to school again. You're fearful that I'm going to make a klutz, I'm going to make a real fool of myself here. Well, it's an old maxim, don't be a klutz all your life, take a day off, learn how to dance.
Peter says with dancing, similar to life, the men take a bit longer to mature. Males generally need more time to become comfortable with the activity.
Women usually tend to be the better dancers. But I think it's because mainly they're less inhibited than men. Men have got this little thing about, when the word dancing comes into anything, you know, they think, dancing? That's not macho. It's not for me. I tell you now, once a woman drags the husband in here, they're the ones who are taken up with it. Always we find that. Once they get into it and they find they enjoy it, boy, you can't hold them back.
Billette says mastering dance can be easy if approached the right way and taught in stages throughout the process. A system, easing from one dance step to another.
You have to segue gently so that the student feels, this is easy. And it's also has a psychological effect on a student that we teach three easy dances before they have to move their feet quickly. Why? Because if they have a problem with that fourth one, they can say, wow, I've got three under my belt, I'm pretty good. I have to work a little harder here, but I can't be that much of a klutz because I've already had three dances under my belt, easy ones. If I'd started on something that's difficult, they would have thought, well, it must be me, I'm a klutz, and they would give up.
Peter finds the golden rule of life paralleling with dancing.
Especially ballroom dancing, more than any other form, is that the more you look after your partner, the more you help her, is the more she'll give you in return. So that if you help the lady get through a step comfortably, you won't put her off balance. If you knock the lady off balance, she'll pull you off balance on the next step. Not because she did it, it was your fault in the first place. And that's the whole psychology of life. It's how, for happy marriage even, is what you give to a person, you get back.
Peter Billette is the principal of the Billette Ballroom Center on Culver Road. He also teaches classes at RIT, the U of R, and the Eastman Kodak Company.